Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And good morning. Welcome to this edition of Nature Notes with our naturalist friend Jim Gilbert, brought to us by Cardinal Corner and By the Yard Patio Furniture. We'll talk to Jim in just a moment. Danny Long here with some early fall birding tips from Pam and Lee at Cardinal Corner. They're recommending closing out the purple martin houses to prevent sparrows and starlings from entering, and keep out the bird baths and put out white millet to attract those migrating birds. And please, they say, always say that, keep bird feeders clean to prevent diseases. Now, the birds, I tell you, I say this every week, they love the seed from Cardinal Corn because it is fresh. And those folks will help you choose the right seed to attract the birds you want to attract, from a pound to 50-pound bag, custom mixes. They've got their own recipes that bring you the best birds to your backyard. And if you haven't subscribed yet to their monthly newsletter, all sorts of great tips, just get online. Subscribe online at CardinalCorner.com. Cardinal Corner is open 7 days a week. Stop in and see Lee and Pam. West St. Paul, Butler, and South Robert. Amy is at the Newport Center. CardinalCorner.com. More than just a bird seed store. And good morning to you, Jim. It's officially 37 with overcast, but we are getting reports of snow around CCO land.
Yes, and I'm feeling it here. It's very, very light. It's almost like a it's snow, but it feels like freezing mist kind of coming down.
All right.
I don't know how to. It's just very, very fine. And it just started here. We're 35 degrees on the northwest side of Lake Waconia. We're located about 30 miles west of downtown Minneapolis. And a fairly strong northwest wind, along with the precipitation falling. Sunrise, 7:28, and sunset, 6:30. So that gives us today in the Twin Cities and area 11 hours and 2 minutes of daylight. We have been losing daylight at the rate of 3 minutes per day, and have lost 21 minutes of daylight since last Sunday, and 4 hours and 34 minutes is the total daylight lost since the summer solstice on June 21st. So we still have 2 hours and 16 minutes of daylight to lose by December 21st, the winter solstice, and the first day of astronomical winter in the Northern Hemisphere. Today we have the same amount of daylight as we did last February 26th. Our normal high is 59, and the normal low is 40. Records for today in the Twin Cities for October 14th, high 86. How about that? Set in 1947. The low was 24, set in 1937. And the most precipitation that's fallen in this state is 1.89 inches of rain, and that was 1966. And we've had a trace of snow on this date 3 different years, 1959, 1942, and 1909. There's a waxing crescent moon. I saw it last night. There was some clearing. Rises at 1:07 p.m., so this early afternoon, this crescent moon will be rising, and sets tonight at 10:45. The first quarter moon is this coming Tuesday, Tuesday evening, October 16th, and the next full moon is October 24th. lots of things going on outdoors right now. Minnesota is third in soybean production and fourth in corn production in the U.S. And now is prime time for the combining of both crops. But wet conditions have delayed harvest for many farmers. Wild cranberry fruit is ripe in northern Minnesota and Wisconsin bogs, and the commercial harvest of cranberries is underway in northwestern and central Wisconsin. So it's northwestern and central Wisconsin. Cranberry harvest is going on right now. Look for rubs and scrapes made by white-tailed deer bucks in the woodlands because the rut, also called the mating season, has begun. Steam fog, steam fog, rises from ponds, lakes, and rivers on cold mornings. Probably somebody's seeing that today already. Each year, there's an influx of American coots on quite a few southern Minnesota lakes, flocks sometimes containing 1,000 or more of these gregarious, dark-colored coots bob in the water in tight flotillas or rafts. We see them here on Lake Waconia, and many other people are seeing them in other lakes. We continue to enjoy the patchwork of fall colors, golden yellows on quaking aspens, paper birches, eastern cottonwoods, and bitternut hickory trees, yellows on silver maples, hackberry trees, and even on wild grapevines, and reds on red maples and sugar maples, colonies of sumac shrubs and Virginia creeper vines, and even more. The information on sunrise and set, weather history, astronomy, phenology, which I've just been doing, using this morning, is available in the Freshwater Society's Minnesota Weather Guide Environment Calendars. The 2019 editions of both the Wall Engagement Calendars are now available in many book, gift, and wild bird stores throughout Minnesota and into western Wisconsin, such as Barnes & Noble in statewide locations, the Bemidji Woolen Mills, and the All Seasons Wild Bird Store at Bloomington, Wayzata, White Bear Lake, Minnetonka, and Eagan. You can also order the Freshwater Society Weather Guide calendars by going online at freshwater.org. John Burroughs, a renowned American naturalist and writer who lived mostly in rural and small town New York State from the 1830s to early 1920s, this man described the month of October as the time of the illuminated woods, to which I might add, color and vibrant. In addition to woodlands, beautiful fall colors are seen along city boulevards, in yards and gardens, and even on the sides of churches and schools and other buildings where Boston ivy and Virginia creeper vines display what I call handsome red leaves. Yes, our fall color season continues, and we enjoy the grand finale of the growing season, I call the color splash landscape. Many of us truly take pleasure in observing the patchwork of fall colors like the golden yellows on the quaking aspens and eastern cottonwoods, and of course the sugar maples displaying reds, burnt oranges, yellow oranges, and golden yellows. For the past four autumn color seasons, 2014, 15, 16, 17, the peak day was October 14th for the Twin Cities, and actually between Wilmer to St. Cloud to Taylor's Falls, south to St. Peter, Faribault, Northfield, and Red Wing. And you know what? For weeks before and after the height of the autumn splendor time, we see patches of certain trees and shrubs with whole groves of trees with just striking colors. You know, people are making comments about the fall and wondering, you know, what's going on here? Well, the color changes that take place As deciduous woody plants prepare for winter by dropping their leaves, are triggered by shortening days and cooler nights, or cooler weather, I should just say, not cooler nights. The food-making process and the making of chlorophyll ceases. As the green color fades, the two underlying pigments called keratin and xanthophyll are unmasked, leaving yellows. Red colors appear only on those leaves that have certain sugars or tannins that combine with other substances to produce the red pigment anthocyanin that gives the woody plants their glorious reds. In many parts of CCO land, we're not experiencing the overall fall colors, bright colors that we remember in years past. And no doubt, Danny, I think that no doubt this has got to be because of the cloudy, cool, wet weather we've had the last few weeks.
Well, I should say.
But, you know, like I was saying, if you look in your neighborhood, there are certain trees and shrubs and vines that are just stupendous, you know, and others are just not, you know, they just don't have the color that we remember from before.
There are some very brilliant colors, but like you said, there are a lot of muted colors as well.
Yeah, muted. Watery muted, too,
sure.
With the rainfall
right.
Lately. Well, I was looking at, it's just getting light enough now so I can look out and see the by-the-yard furniture in the front yard here. We got.
And it doesn't matter if it snows or rains or whatever, or the wind blows,
no.
Does it? Not at all.
No, not at all.
Jim, I was looking at, as you know, by-the-yard started building there. It's kind of hard to believe that indestructible outdoor furniture back in 1995. Out of the basement, one chair at a time. I remember first meeting Deb and Raj way back when. And, of course, now they have multiple showrooms in two states. Of course, they can build chairs by the dozens. But, Jim, and I tell you about this great Minnesota success story every week. It's the people that made it happen. And these people, as Jim knows too, they're very super focused on recycled plastic and design, nature's elements, each piece of furniture carefully engineered to withstand nature's onslaught. You've seen it, Jim. I've seen it at our house. It doesn't matter the weather. We leave our furniture, as you do, I know. Leave it outside. You're in and you're out. It's not affected by the weather. And a lot of folks don't know that they have color-coded stainless steel hardware. They've got the highest quality UV inhibitor. Every detail tested and retested. So if you wanted to know why Jim and I say, why buy the yard? The answer is because nobody engineers better maintenance-free outdoor furniture. No one has more choices either. As Jim and I talk about that 11,000-square-foot showroom, isn't that? It is huge, but it's got all
you
these
know, it's amazing.
Sets.
You just walk in there, and then you start looking, you know, to the right and left and ahead of you, and you see all these different settings.
So you don't have to imagine how this furniture is going to look in certain settings. They've got it set up for you. It's right on 169 in Jordan. A lot of folks after Jim's show check out the website and order that color catalog. It's got directions to the showroom, shows you all the different colors, different styles of furniture. As I said, a lot of listeners do after Jim's show. Get on the web at buytheyard.net and at least get that color catalog sent to your house. It's free. It's free.
Oh, yes, yes. Say, Tom and Lisa Bovers from Faribault called me, Friday and last night, too. Most interesting, I mean, they're such great observers, but one thing that they noted, even yesterday, still one ruby-throated hummingbird coming to their feeding station for sugar water. Now, I don't know if it left last night because hummingbirds migrate by themselves during the night or during the day. But at least there was one there yesterday on the 13th. This past week, Wednesday and Thursday, they noticed there's still yellow rump warblers, Nashville, palm, orange crown warblers. First snow flurries they noticed was Thursday, October 11th. On the 12th, second time of this fall for ice in the bird bath. And this time was 28.7 degrees in the Bovers backyard in Faribault, killed the zinnias, Mexican sunflower, pepper plants. That same day, near Denison, though, not far from Nerstrand, they saw a monarch butterfly heading south. How about that one? So lots of juncos, lots of white-throated sparrows come to their feeding stations, at least you know, like a dozen of each of those. They had a hermit thrush using the bird bath on Thursday. And still, like I said, yellow rump warblers moving through. Catalpa trees, the leaves on those curled up after the cold temperatures on Friday and started falling. Some of the leaves this year, and other years for that matter, just turn brownish and blackish, and then drop off. So you don't always have the fall colors. There's certain species that give you the fall colors and others don't. Ray and Marlene Simon, they're the ones that have the by-the-yard furniture that withstood a tornado going through their yard at 110 miles an hour, and it didn't move. Isn't that something?
It really is.
Yeah, I know. But that's not a laughing matter. But anyway, they just to think that furniture held up. But they're still working on the trees. They're doing a lot of work cleaning up around their home. The most damage to their home was like on shingles and things like that. So they didn't have any trees falling on their home, thank goodness. Eastern bluebirds are still hanging around, hear them singing a little bit. Sugar maples showing reds, golds, and yellows. And as I was talking to Ray, he said, I remember that phrase, the illuminated woods. And that's what I was just using when we got started talking about fall colors. Jim Hovda from Little Rock Lake near Rice in Benton County reports that the water temperature has dropped from 51 on October 1st down to 39 yesterday. A few more juncos have arrived at Jim and Jan's feeding station. My brother David reports from Lake George, located 7 miles east of Itasca State Park, that the water temperature is down to 40. Paper birches and quaking aspens still, you know, they've lost quite a few of their leaves, but still holding many of these golden yellow leaves, so it's still striking when you're looking in the landscape there. Mary Brislance reports from Lutzen and the North Shore between there and Grand Marais. The migrating hornlarks and Lapland longspurs arrived in numbers this past Thursday, the 11th. She saw hundreds of them. Still, some nice golden yellow foliage on paper birches and quaking aspens. She said that this past Wednesday, the 10th, massive waves hit the North Shore as 60-mile-an-hour winds swept across 200 miles of Lake Superior. Some of the spray was hitting the, you know, like the cliffs and so on, and spraying up, you know, close to 100 feet in the air. Just amazing. Diana Dave Herring, who live near Waterville, report lots of orange and yellow foliage on the sugar maples. This past Friday morning was their first freeze and first ice on the bird bath. Last Wednesday, Diana saw a raft of American coots on Lake Titanca, and Dave noticed the first buck scrapes on a tree. Lynn and Denny Havlicek from Havlicek Orchard, located about 7 miles northeast of New Prague, report that they are picking Keepsake, Fireside, Connell Red, Harrelson, Snow Sweet, and Honey Gold apples. This is turning out to be a very good apple year. They had their first frost this past week. Apples were not harmed and are not harmed until the temperature drops below 27 and stays that way for several hours. Their orchard offers pick your own each Saturday and Sunday, and they're open until the end of October. I see. What else? Oh, it's almost 7. It's almost 7:30.
It's getting close. Yeah,
it's getting close.
There was a texter, Jim, that said you're talking about hummingbirds. Saw my last hummingbird Monday, this past Monday in Hamburg.
Hamburg.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll write that. Hamburg.
Yeah.
Monday. Our granddaughter, Anya Gilbert, is being confirmed this morning at Trinity Lutheran Church in Watertown. So that's just 7 miles north of us. So our whole family, of course, is gathering at their home, Lisa and Andrew's, this noon. And nice celebration. Anya. Anya's a cross-country runner. She's 14, and she loves running. And this is her first year cross-country running, and she ended up finishing first for her team,
wow,
her varsity team, last Tuesday.
Well, congratulations.
Very, very pleased. Yeah.
Outstanding. Yeah. Well, Jim, we have to run. You're right. It's almost 7:30, and we'll see. We're getting reports of snow in Owatonna, Stewartville. A lot of southern Minnesota reporting.
And you know what? Now I'm seeing it on the ground.
Oh, you are? Oh, my goodness. So it's around here, too.
It's a little white out here on the shore of Lake Waconia.
Well, let's see what happens 1 week from today when you join us.
Look forward to it.
All right, thanks, Jim.
Have a good week, Danny.
Yeah, you have a good week, too. Thank you. Jim Gilbert's Nature Notes back next Sunday morning here on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.